someone else's journey is our lesson.
We used to say, the difficult we do immediately, the impossible just takes a little more time.
Someone else's lesson is our gift.
I believe part of our responsibility is really to equip and inspire our students to ask those difficult questions.
Be encouraged by the stories that lift us all.
I came to Howard because I wanted to be the President of the United States.
Somebody saw something in me, and it's my duty to be that person for somebody else.
Now, join Dr. Wayne Frederick, President of Howard University, and his guest on The Journey.
The graduates of 2018 are on their way to either work or to serve or to get advanced degrees. But certainly, they all will change the world. Many are headed for futures they never imagined. Others are destined for possibilities they've dreamed could be. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and on this edition of The Journey, we welcome three Howard University graduates of the class of 2018 who have an eye on the future. Mercy Daniel Agwebor, a graduate in electrical engineering, Brandon Welch, a graduate in fine arts, and Roger Banks, a PhD graduate in psychology. Welcome. So let me first start with you, Mercy. So you are the youngest graduate of the class of 2018, born September 19, 1998 in Nigeria. Wow. You attended university in Nigeria. Tell us a little bit about that and why Howard University. And by the way, I believe you'll be graduating at the age of 19.
Yeah.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about your story.
I went to school really early. I like saying my mom just was just like, okay, I'm tired of you putting me in school. But it's, she just saw that, okay, I had... If she put me in school, she would see if I did well, and then if not, she would withdraw me. And I did well, and she was like, okay, keep going. So I started school when I was 1 year old, and then I kept going. I skipped a grade because she was like, it seems you're not being challenged enough, and I skipped a grade. And when I finished my primary school, I went to secondary school, which is what we call high school in Nigeria. And then I went to university, actually. So I went to university for a while in Nigeria, and then they had like an educational strike. So I eventually ended up coming here. Howard University gave me that opportunity to come here because I came here on a full scholarship.
And how old were you when you enrolled?
I was 15 years old. Mm-hmm. So I came here on a full scholarship to study electrical engineering. So it's a privilege that I don't take for granted. I was able to, you know, have this opportunity to achieve my dreams as soon as I could, knowing I had the potential to.
Now, very much like you, I went to medical school when I was 19 and started college at a young age. How has the social adjustment been, given the fact that many of your peers are obviously older than you are?
I feel like it's something I've gotten used to over the years because, as I said, I've always been in a class where most of my peers were older than me. So this doesn't make a difference at some point.
But what about outside? Some of your friends tonight, they're going to be 21, so they'll probably be out at the club having a good time and celebrating safely. But how do you adjust the issues
so
like that?
Over the years, I've learned how to say no to things, how to be independent about, okay, this is what I'm very strict about. This is what I'm not going to do, regardless of my age. So people just laugh about it now. They're like, oh, Mercy doesn't drink. Oh, laugh. We're going to get you to drink sometime. And then we all just laugh about it. So it's just something, standing your ground and making people know that this is what I do and this is what I don't do.
That's fantastic. Mr. Welch, so yes. You are graduating from the College of Fine Arts.
Correct.
Tell me about your upbringing. Where in the country you grew up and tell me, you know, what got you so interested in the arts?
Yeah, definitely. I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan, originally. And, I've always been really surrounded by the arts. My mom, she also is a HU alum from the School of Business, Finance. But even during school, she would sell art and things of that nature. It just really added to just my early exposure in the arts. And then even with my high school, I went to a super diverse high school with, man, over like 50 different countries at my high school. It was like I had a big emphasis on the arts as well. So when it came to my graphic design courses, painting, drawing, it was always something that I was interested in. But then originally when I applied to Howard, I applied for mechanical engineering just because I think I was listening to a lot of, you know, outside voices on, you know, I had the capabilities and, the structure and the rigor to be able to do the engineering, but when I kind of went for like the first day of class, I wasn't excited about calculus like everyone else around me. So I just decided that, okay, let me do what I want to do, design. And from there, it just allowed me just to really just soar and do something I loved, actually. So.
And as you talk about design, what about it excites you? And what brings out that passion that you didn't get in calculus? Yes. And I love the fact that you mentioned the fact that you had the capability, but... Mm. I always want our students to find their passion because that ultimately is what makes for a happy career.
Exactly. Yeah, so really, design is just so interesting to me because even as arts in general, like everything we see from this microphone I'm speaking on right now, the suit that you're wearing, this water bottle, the design of it, I mean, these are all structures and systems that have been created in the world, and we don't think about them. It's just something that is always just so natural and... We don't really notice them, but these were all created by a designer, an engineer, a lot of different people as well. So I just have an interest in making things. And of course, fine art, those are some things that, you know, they do more, you know, maybe spiritual or influences to kind of raise a mood or something like that. But then there's also more, design is more actually functional. So, and that's kind of what I like. It has a specific purpose. It adds value to the world, and that's really what I wanted to do through it.
And Ms. Banks, what got you interested in Howard specifically?
What got me excited about coming to Howard, originally from Detroit, Michigan, there are no HBCUs in Detroit. There used to be one, and it's currently defunct, but as a class valedictorian of Cass Tech, which is a magnet school in Detroit, unfortunately, they didn't talk a lot about HBCUs, and it wasn't until I had the opportunity to come to Howard with the Michigan Club, a student-led organization here. They started an initiative called Escape the Capstone. And so, of course, I had Michigan State coming in saying, in-state tuition, University of Michigan, in-state tuition. However, once I had the opportunity to come on Escape the Capstone and spent 4 days with a sophomore who was in Meridian at the time, and shadow her to class, to work, the social life. I fell in love with Howard. I knew this was home. And so I came here in 2007 and never looked back.
And why school psychology? What about school psychology interested you? And we certainly need more people who look like you and who are grounded in the community from which you came doing this.
When I graduated, in 2011 from Howard with my theater arts education degree, I recognized that the classroom was a little too small for the work that I wanted to do. A lot of the students that I was working with, they wanted to talk about other things that were impacting them. And then I came across the poem, Cause I Ain't Got No Pencil. And it's a poem that speaks from the voice of a child of all of the things that they have to do before they even get to school. And so if we don't address those needs, then of course they're sitting in your classroom not focused. And so that is truly what led me. I knew I wanted to be in a school system. So that's why specifically the concentration is school psychology, but working on that spirit and mental health.
You're listening to The Journey. My guests today are Ms. Mercy Danielle Agrabor, Mr. Brandon Welch, and Ms. Raji Banks, all part of the class of 2018. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. So back to you, Brandon. You have designed a fashion label called Cranium.
Correct, yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So Cranium, it's a club of individuals that take risks and make sacrifices to make their vision reality. And the reason I say that is because it's a lifestyle that I practice myself. And it will eventually be able to scale even now to focusing on apparel and objects as well. So right now, you know, the best way for me to spread this message is through the clothing medium, and also have a positive perspective with that. A lot of competitors, and even in the mainstream, it's easier to sell things that have kind of a negative connotation, stuff that's just super edgy. So in order for me to do that and to kind of spread this positive message, I have to find a way to really thread the needle in saying things that are positive in a way that is you really have to code these positive messages to really reach the youth
I love that concept. Just building on that, as you obviously you're mentioning that because you believe that there's a need for that positive messaging.
Exactly.
What's your perspective about the youth today and what you think they should be exposed to, whether it's through clothing, music, all the same aspects, based on what the reality is of what they are exposed to?
Yes. I think there just is, specifically in kind of the African-American community, I think there is something that, there's a void that just really needs to be filled with kind of, because there's like traditional ways of education, you know, become a doctor, engineer, lawyer, those things as well. So this is kind of another outlet to kind of spread those same messages, have people in those fields that can still gravitate towards the message and to wear the clothing as well.
Well, when you make stuff that fits me, I'll be happy to wear.
For sure. Thank you.
And so, Mercy, what are you planning to do next with your, now that you've obtained this so early, the whole world ahead of you, what are you planning to do next?
I'm going to Georgia Institute of Technology. I'm going to be getting a PhD in electrical engineering, hopefully.
No, there are not very many women of color, as you know, in the STEM fields, especially getting doctorates. So when you look at mentors, who are your mentors or who are the people that you look up to that you're thinking of either emulating or, for that matter, you know, surpassing in terms of what they've done?
I have various mentors, but one of my mentors is not even an engineer, is Dr. Ben Carson. He has always inspired me from when I was in high school. He came from Detroit, actually, and he grew up in this like poor neighborhood. His mom was a single mother, and still he struggled, and he got he became a doctor. He went to Johns Hopkins, and his story just inspires me to like go the distance, to be to do extra in whatever I do, and to eventually become a doctor. So that's one of my mentors, and eventually I hope to become a role model for women, because I didn't have that woman role model.
So Ms. Banks, you know, Mr. Welch and Ms. Danielle Agwibor, as we leave, our listeners, I want you to tell us why Howard University today. For those students who are thinking about what to do next, why Howard University? We'll start with you, Ms. Welch.
Howard University just is the best place, just because you're going to get access to a global network, just even to meet people from just a range of different socioeconomic backgrounds. Super diverse within the Black community, just allows me to meet people from just all different geographical locations around the world. And I just think that, and when it comes to your education, being here allows you to focus on just being of one here. And that means just, I think it's when you're around people that are surrounded, when you're surrounded by people that really look like you, I think it allows you to really get in tune with yourself, what you want to do, even kind of come across people that maybe are doing things in a kind of going in a different direction than what you're doing as well. But I think that identity will truly be found only here. So, yeah, identity at Howard University.
It's truly, I would second Brandon's remark on, it's a place where you can find your village. That really means a lot. But I would also add to that is that this was one of the places where I truly believe the only L's that you take are lessons. So there's no such thing as a loss. You bounce back, most certainly. And this is the space for that because you have a village there to support you.
I love that.
I mean, they've said it all. So Howard University, what makes Howard University so great are the students. I had engineering majors that were making film in class. I had, like, you just meet people that are so driven. It just inspires you every day. Everybody's doing something. Everybody's trying to impact around it. Everybody's doing community service. You know, so many things. And you're just so inspired. You also want to be great. You also want to do something. So come to Howard. You're going to learn a lot of lessons, inspire. You're going to be inspired. You're going to learn technical stuff if you're trying to be an engineer. It's just a great place to be.
Thanks for being here. My guests today have been Ms. Mercy Danielle Agwibor, Mr. Brandon Welch, and Ms. Raji Banks. They're all part of the class of 2018. And I always say that students do not come to Howard University to get a degree. They come to Howard University to get an education. And that education only comes alive if they go out and change the world. And I think three of you certainly epitomize what we're trying to do here at Howard University. So congrats. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne Frederick on the Howard University Radio Network.